Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast was created for fans at Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast was women's fencer Julie Peterson. Peterson is the captain of the team and talks about many things in this interview. The senior discusses her time at Haverford, how she got into the sport of fencing, and much more. Here's how the interview went.
So Julie, you play the sport of fencing, and I guess for someone who has no idea about fencing, can you briefly describe the sport?
Yeah, basically there are three different weapons, and there's different target areas for different weapons. But the basic idea is that you have 3 minutes to hit your opponent for 5 touches, and that's just like the basic concept.
Okay, so what made you get into that when you were younger?
Yes, when I was really little, maybe around like 6, my dad took me just to watch a practice or a competition, I don't remember which, just to experience something new at a local private school, and then I really wanted to do it, and so he was like, whoa, maybe wait a few years. And so then when I was in 4th grade, he found me like a local club that was more beginner, and I just got into the sport and never stopped.
Who were some of your influences in the sport?
Yeah, I would say a major influence was my coach in high school, who actually switched me to the weapon that I fence now, Steve Griffiths. He was really just like a really great coach in helping me learn the new aspects of the weapon and also just like teaching me how to not only work hard but work smart to improve and just really enjoy the sport.
What's your weapon? What is your weapon now, and what kind of separates that from the other weapons?
Yeah, so now I fence epe, where you can hit anywhere on the body, and I used to fence foil, which the target area is just the torso and the back. So, yeah, that's like the major difference.
The major difference is the spot where you can hit somebody. Mm-hmm. So when you were going through the high school process, what kind of attracted you to Haverford College?
Yeah, so, well, the fencing team is obviously a big one. Mm-hmm. I also really, what drew me to Haverford is this small community. I ended up deciding between here and a very large school, and I just thought that everyone here seemed very close-knit and down-to-earth in an atmosphere that was, like, very strong academically, but also encouraged the pursuit of other things that you like to do.
And was fencing part of the reason why you came here?
Yeah, I would say so.
So you said you were going back and forth between a big school and a small school. Do you find, like, what kind of made the difference in you picking the smaller school?
I just really liked the vibe that Haverford had. It seemed like everybody was very friendly and supportive of each other academically, but also, as I said, in like other things like athletically or just in other interests. I also really liked how Haverford is very respectful of how people approach academics, so everyone kind of focuses on themselves and there's not really this competition between students.
Speaking of academics, how do you balance your life as a student athlete?
Yeah, great question. So I'm luckily very good at time management. What I try to do is schedule out all my time. Just like I would go to a class at 11:30, I try to always start my homework or my readings at 8:30, things like that. So like I assign different times during the day to do specific aspects of work, and that helps me get everything done and also like have chill time too.
Has there been one particular moment academically at the college that kind of stands out, whether it's a good grade on a test or maybe an interaction with the teacher?
Yeah, it's actually, I would say it's a class I'm taking this semester has really stood out to me. It's this class called Madness, which is basically about the history of insanity. And it's really cool because the class is very loose, and each student has to do their own big project using like primary source documents from special collections or from elsewhere, and I'm doing this project on suicide in the Friends Asylum, and it's just been really great because the professor like really helps you work on your individual project, and you get a lot of feedback from the other students, and the class is very small, it's 6 people, and so that's just been a very standout academic experience for me because it's so different from like the standard test, study for it, write a paper, etc.
What about athletically?
Like a personal result or just
whether
generally?
It's a team result or personal result, that kind of, I know fencing's obviously a little bit more individualized. Mm-hmm. So is there a particular match that kind of stands out in your 4 years?
Well, I would say for me personally, I did very well at the NCAA regionals my sophomore year. So that stood out to me not only as like probably the best I've ever fenced, but also I felt like the team was very, very supportive of me. And it was just really awesome because in that event, what happens is like people like get eliminated. So when you're out, then you like cheer on your teammates. And it was just a great feeling because I remember like the whole team would cheer me on when I went up to fence, and other people from other schools would comment. They were like, you have so many people cheering for you. Like everyone was just sitting and watching or like offering to get me water, things like that. And that was just really meaningful for me.
What does it mean to you to be a multi-year captain?
Well, it's great. I really like it. I feel like the team really supported me and gave me a lot my freshman and sophomore years. I had never fenced on a team before, just to clarify, like when I was in high school I just fenced individually. My high school didn't have a team, so coming in I wasn't really sure what to expect, and everyone was so welcoming and so supportive, just trying to help me improve and get to know everyone on the team and also just adjust to Haverford. So to me, to be able to be captain last year and this year, it really gives me an opportunity, I feel like, to give back to the school and to help the freshmen and sophomores in the way that seniors and juniors helped me when I was younger.
So you mentioned that this was the first time you've fenced on the team. Was the transition from being an individual to a team aspect, was there any difficulty in that when you first got here?
Actually, no, and I think it really is because of the way the team is at Haverford. There's no competition about like who gets what starting position. It's very like people want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to fence. And I feel like if I had gone to a school where people maybe are less respectful of each other, or like I know that our coach works really hard to make sure that we compete a lot. If I went to a school where that doesn't happen, it might have been more of a difficult transition. But I got to fence a lot, and everyone just was very supportive.
Being a senior, have you done any internships to kind of help you for life after college?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in clinical psychology. So this past summer, I worked at a center that studies childhood OCD. And the year before that, I was working in a lab that studies anxiety in family and romantic relationships. So that's been great.
And what is your thesis on?
So my thesis is on power in romantic relationships and how that affects well-being, and also relationship quality, commitment, things like that.
And do you have any jobs lined up or any plans for after graduation?
I don't have any jobs lined up currently, because I'm going to start applying probably in the next month, but I'm looking to be a research assistant in a lab for maybe 2 years before applying to get a PhD in clinical psych.
Okay, so this part of the interview is just some quick rapid-fire questions. So just give me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Bend It Like Beckham.
Favorite book?
The World According to Garp by John Irving.
Favorite food?
Bagels.
What do you put on your bagels?
Just plain cream cheese. Okay. Well, and lox.
Okay. Favorite vacation spot?
Ooh, wow. I would have to say... I'm torn. Okay, I would have to say Maine, just because my family went there pretty much every year, me growing up and now.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
This is kind of hard because I wasn't allowed to watch TV that much growing up, so I don't really have like a cartoon or superhero in like off the top of my head.
What about like a favorite character from a book?
Oh, yeah. So I read these books called Betsy Tacy series when I was younger, and it was about this girl, Betsy, growing up in, like, the early 1900s. So she's definitely my go-to.
What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
It's the song Come and Get It by Selena Gomez. It's, like, my favorite song. Yeah.
What is your go-to song for your pump-up playlist?
I would say my go-to... it's probably anything by Eminem. I really like Eminem. He's been, I would say, my go-to basically the whole time I fence. Songs like Lose Yourself, things like that.
Nice. So these questions, a little bit more deep thinking.
Okay.
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Oh, I would have to pick my co-captain, one of my best friends, Layla Brown. So we get along really well. She balances me very well. And also, as a plus, she's very, like, outdoorsy. Like, she's a lot of experience, like, hiking and camping, which I don't have. So I feel like that would be good to know.
Very true. If you could bring three things with you to the deserted island, what would they be? And remember, there's no Wi-Fi and no electricity.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'd probably bring a journal so I could, like, write down what happens and just to have that. Probably a stuffed animal. I'm a sucker for stuffed animals, so definitely bring one. I'm assuming this is, like, non-practical items, because I'm not going to say, like, a tent or something. And then lastly, I'd probably bring, I guess, like, a picture of my family or friends, something like that. Sentimental.
So you're a stuffed animal fan. Do you have, like, a collection, or is it...
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
What's your number one go-to stuffed animal?
Well, I have to say the one that I got when I was a baby, Ikey, he's an elephant. Yeah.
When you were a child, what did you wish to become when you grew up?
Well, for the longest time, I think I wanted to be, like, a writer. A writer or an actress is what I would say.
What kind of movies did you want to act in?
Oh, no, I wanted to act in musicals.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was really into Broadway.
What's your favorite musical?
Probably Aida.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
So right now, currently, it's to go to Kyoto, Japan. So I'm an East Asian Studies minor, and I have a big interest in Buddhism and Buddhist studies.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a big place for that, and I've always wanted to go there.
If you could be any TV movie character, who would it be and why?
Ooh. Okay, so I would probably have to pick Phoebe from Friends. I watched all of Friends last year, so I'm, like, really up on it. I just think Phoebe's really cool because she's really, like, confident in herself and really hilarious, and just, I feel like she always knows what she wants and goes and gets it in hilarious manners.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Probably to teleport, just because, like, walking is sometimes a hassle, I would say. If you have to get places in a hurry or whatever, I feel like teleportation would be really nice.
Where would be the first place you teleport to?
Probably Kyoto, Japan.
There you go. I'm sure that flight to Japan takes a little while, so that would help you. Who was your favorite musical group when you were in high school?
I'd have to go with Maroon 5.
Are they still a favorite among your iTunes playlists, or no? Not so much now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're still up there. Yeah.
If you had a golden ticket and go to any concert past or present, who would the band be?
Oh, wow. So I'd probably go to one of, like, the really early Taylor Swift tours, just because, I know, she's changed. I feel like the way that she is has changed so much. And I went to her most recent tour this summer, and I just gather it's very different from when she was on tour when she was, like, 17. So I'd probably do that.
If you could make a fortune cookie, what message would you put in the fortune cookie?
So I have this favorite Buddhist proverb that talks about lotus flowers and how lotus flowers are really, like, a strong symbol because they're super beautiful, but they only grow in places that are, like, really muddy and dirty. And so, like, out of every, like, bad thing comes something beautiful. That's probably how I would put it. That's not exactly what it says, but
right.
It's a summary.
No, yeah. That's really nice. If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, what would it be?
So I'd probably bring back the original Polly Pockets, because, like, the clothes were rubber and, like, really awesome, and the dolls were really original, and now they're just different, and the clothes are cloth, and I don't know. I see them in the store, and it's not the same. The nostalgia is real.
You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about? Or it could be a musical. It could be anything you want.
I would make it about fencing. There needs to be an inspirational sports movie about fencing.
Who would star in it?
Is
this a movie that you would be a part of, or you would just write it and let someone else take control of it?
I feel like I would manage it. I'm definitely not star in it. I feel like we'd have to feature some, like, major Olympic fencers. my personal favorite Olympian's named Race Imboden, so we could feature him. As for actors or actresses, I'm not really sure. But I really like Rachel McAdams, and I think Justin Timberlake's pretty hilarious, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can invite any three people to a dinner, past or present. Who would they be and why?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I definitely have to go with my favorite author, John Irving. And then, of course, I'd have to have Taylor Swift. I feel like generate some good conversation. And then I would really like to have the Dalai Lama there. That's a really eclectic group of people.
Yes, yes it is.
But I've always wanted to hear him speak, and I missed him in Philly this year. And he just is a really cool person. So,
you were walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bumped into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Wait, would I know that it was my high school self, or like?
Yeah, you. Oh, okay. You would know.
Okay. I guess I would advise myself probably to apply early decision here. I applied regular decision, but I'm just really, really happy here, and I can't see myself. Like, when I think back to other schools that I applied to, I'm just kind of like, whoa. I don't think it would have worked out as great as it worked out here. So I would just be like, go for it, all in.
Thanks to Julie for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Stay tuned for more athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords.